Test 2, Section 1. Listen to 9 short conversations. For questions 1 to 9, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. Number 1. After the film.
To be honest, I didn't enjoy it in the least.
But there were some really frightening scenes that had you jumping out of your seat.
I found them so silly, I couldn't stop laughing.
I think you were just trying to cover up your nerves.
To be honest, I didn't enjoy it in the least.
But there were some really frightening scenes that had you jumping out of your seat.
I found them so silly, I couldn't stop laughing.
I think you were just trying to cover up your nerves.
Number 2. An eyewitness.
Well, officer, I was queuing up to pay the rent when this young man went out through that door and waved to a man across the street.
Did the man wave back to him?
Yes, and they both went back into the bank.
Would you mind coming with us to the station, madam? We need to put everything down on paper.
Well, officer, I was queuing up to pay the rent when this young man went out through that door and waved to a man across the street.
Did the man wave back to him?
Yes, and they both went back into the bank.
Would you mind coming with us to the station, madam? We need to put everything down on paper.
Number 3. A tasty recipe.
This is so tasty. Where did you get the recipe, Brian?
It's from a cookbook my mum had given to my wife when we got married, Melissa.
My granny had given me a cookbook on my 16th birthday. I had it for years, but then it fell apart, so I had to throw it out. I wish I'd kept it. Not that I'd use it. The advice in it was so outdated. But it was a memento from my granny. This is so tasty. Where did you get the recipe, Brian?
It's from a cookbook my mum had given to my wife when we got married, Melissa.
My granny had given me a cookbook on my 16th birthday. I had it for years, but then it fell apart, so I had to throw it out. I wish I'd kept it. Not that I'd use it. The advice in it was so outdated. But but it was a memento from my granny.
Number 4. House hunting.
Hello, it's Mrs. Morrison here. I got your message, but I'm sorry, the house you wanted has been rented.
That's a pity. It was what I wanted. Spacious and sunny.
I've got a similar one 2 blocks away. Would you be interested? Hello, it's Mrs. Morrison here. I got your message, but I'm sorry, the house you wanted has been rented.
That's a pity. It was what I wanted. Spacious and sunny.
I've got a similar one 2 blocks away. Would you be interested?
Number 5. A birthday present.
My daughter's turning 15 next week, and I've promised her a musical instrument. She has her heart set on a piano.
Wow, that's very expensive, Ryan. Why not get her something cheaper, like a guitar or a violin?
She's already got a guitar, and I don't think she'd like a violin. No, I'll get her what she wants. My daughter's turning 15 next week, and I've promised her a musical instrument. She has her heart set on a piano.
Wow, that's very expensive, Ryan. Why not get her something cheaper, like a guitar or a violin?
She's already got a guitar, and I don't think she'd like a violin. No, I'll get her what she wants.
Number 6. At the train station.
What time is the next train to London, please?
You've just missed the 9:30. The next one's at 11. The 10:15 has been cancelled.
But that's an hour and a half wait. And I'll be late for my appointment at 12. But I guess I'll have no choice. I'll go for a coffee while I'm waiting. What time is the next train to London, please?
You've just missed the 9:30. The next one's at 11. The 10:15 has been cancelled.
But that's an hour and a half wait. And I'll be late for my appointment at 12. But I guess I'll have no choice. I'll go for a coffee while I'm waiting.
Number 7. Meeting on Saturday.
After my workout at the gym on Saturday morning, do you want to meet for lunch? We could go to the mall later. There's a sale on jeans at B&G.
I'm playing a tennis match with Jane at 12.
We could meet in the afternoon for a coffee then.
Deal. Let's meet at 3 outside B&G. I need some new jeans.
After my workout at the gym on Saturday morning, do you want to meet for lunch? We could go to the mall later. There's a sale on jeans at B&G.
I'm playing a tennis match with Jane at 12.
We could meet in the afternoon for a coffee then.
Deal. Let's meet at 3 outside B&G. I need some new jeans.
Number 8. Party impressions.
How was Cynthia's party, Lucy?
Fantastic. She'd organised lots of party games, reminded me of the good old times. I can't say the same about the food, though. Just a few sandwiches and a very small birthday cake. We just had a bite to eat each.
Oh dear. What about the music?
Oh, that was fine. Some of the best songs of our time. Some great dancing music.
How was Cynthia's party, Lucy?
Fantastic. She'd organised lots of party games. Reminded me of the good old times. I can't say the same about the food, though. Just a few sandwiches and a very small birthday cake. We just had a bite to eat each.
Oh dear. What about the music?
Oh, that was fine. Some of the best songs of our time. Some great dancing music.
Number 9. At school.
I really like the new maths teacher. He makes such a difficult subject seem so easy.
You're right, but still, geography's the subject I like most.
But our geography teacher gives us so much homework. I prefer chemistry. I enjoy doing all those experiments.
I don't, and I find chemistry too difficult.
I really like the new maths teacher. He makes such a difficult subject seem so easy.
You're right, but still, geography's the subject I like most.
But our geography teacher gives us so much homework. I prefer chemistry. I enjoy doing all those experiments.
I don't, and I find chemistry too difficult.